So today's guest provides coaching for private practice owners doing things differently, really helping you create a practice community that feeds your soul and the souls of others. You're here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, episode 724. In a business spotlight, we are chatting with Jennifer Cobb, therapist and owner at Guilford Counseling, and we're going to talk all about creating something different. Pivoting therapist entrepreneurship. Listen, don't you move. You're locked in. We'll be right back after this quick intro.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard and seen all across the world wide web. We are so excited for all of you that are coming on in and checking us out. Yes, this is episode 724 right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Shout out to all of those that are listening in live with our broadcast. We see you coming on in. Hello, Stacy. Happy Tuesday. Good to see you. Listen, we can't do this without my mom. Hey, Miss Betty, we can't do this at all. Hello, comedian Wendy Lee. Howdy from over there. Hello, Kim and Deborah. All right, over in our YouTube audience. Yes, we're glad to see you there. Yep, 724. For those that are listening and watching it from YouTube, go ahead and subscribe to our channel if you like this content, and also click the bell to get the notification. So the goal of this show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we love to do that with business spotlights. You might be brand spanking new and you're saying, well, who are you? I don't even know who you are. I'm Charvette Mitchell. I am the founder of Mitchell Productions. We are a marketing and professional development firm. And we work with high achieving women entrepreneurs. Sometimes a few lucky men get sprinkled in all around, helping them raise the visibility of their personal brand by focusing on their marketing and visibility strategies so that they generate more revenue and to get more customers. And this outlet, the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, is one of our platforms. Welcome. Hello, all the way from Wrightsville, Georgia. Nanette, thank you for joining us. I was born in Milledgeville, Georgia. Let me know if you know where that is and if that's anywhere close to you. Hello, Sonia. Happy Tuesday. Thank you for being here. Hello, Carlethia. Thank you for being here. All right. Hey, Sean, thank you for popping on in. Listen, my guest is in the virtual studio, ready and waiting to come up. As you know, we love to spotlight businesses and we love to talk to those that are doing really transformational work in our community. So let's go ahead and get my guest ready to come up here. You all go ahead and continue tagging and commenting in the chat there. We're glad to see you. Listen, we have Jennifer Cobb with us in the virtual studio. Oh my goodness, author and speaker and clinician and entrepreneur and coach and professor and trainer and social worker and wife and mom. But listen, if we go back to 2011, Jennifer became a private practice entrepreneur back then. And then in 2012, she became a group private practice owner. And at the time, she knew she wanted to build something different than the typical percentage split, revolving door, spokes in a wheel kind of group practice. So she sat down one day with her employees and literally around the table, and together they developed something that we call and can be called a win-win-win, which is a win certainly for the agency, a win for the employees, and a win for their clients. It became known as their collaborative community model. So we are here today on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, about to bring Jennifer up to the mic as we talk about creating something different, pivoting therapist entrepreneurship. Now, you might not be a therapist, but listen, even as a business owner, this is something that'll be great for you. Come on, put your hands together and welcome Jennifer up to the stage. Hello, Jennifer. How are you?
Hey, Charvette. I am good, good, good. I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
Oh, well, we are glad to have you. Listen, coming in from all over. So, all right. So thank you. She said 45 miles from you. All right. I was born 45 miles from you. Thank you for being here. Hello, Houston, Shanette or Shanetta. Thank you for being here all the way from Houston. We're excited to have you. Hey, Gwen, we see you as well. So let's go back to how you got into this space of therapy and healing and helping people. What brought you down this pathway?
Yeah. So I think probably like most therapists, a lot of this was just in me from a very, very young age. Right. So being a listener, kind of being observer, watching, kind of seeing what's going on in the world, having, my own share of unfortunate events, right? That lead us to where we are today. So I think just being a healer has been in my soul and my spirit for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, had to go on my own kind of healing journey and implement some of the tools for myself. So I think along that personal journey, sprouted this professional journey passion too that I have. So
wow. So it's one thing, to set out to get your degrees and certifications and say, okay, I'm going to be a therapist. It's another thing to say, okay, wait, I'm going to go into private practice. And then, oh, wait, I'm going to employ people. I'm going to do a group private practice. So what was the catalyst? Because you could have kind of maybe even stayed comfortable, somebody might say. But what was the catalyst for the group private practice?
Yeah. So I think, entrepreneurship is a word that it gives me goosebumps. I'm very, very passionate about entrepreneurship. I think that, there's all sorts of barriers in our world. And, if we've got the ability to be able to have some freedom to create our own thing and make it sustainable and, give back to the community, I think that's really, really powerful. So I created my business with the intention of bringing more people on. I never wanted to be kind of the single solo person out there. So I also, there was an aspect of knowing what didn't work in places. And so being able to kind of hold this vision of, one day I'm gonna be able to create a space for people that works for them, and try to escape some of that toxicity that can happen in in any work environment.
Right. Absolutely. And I think this is such a great conversation for us to have. Welcome. We see you all coming on in. Hello, Jess, Sonia. We see you coming in. Hello, Tammy. Hello, Lisa. We see you over there in the Facebook community coming on in. And so I think this is a great conversation for small business owners to think about, perhaps sooner than we have been thinking about. A lot of times we're our solopreneurs, but thinking about, okay, what does it look like when I do have employees, when I do have W-2s, when I do have even long-term contractors, like what kind of environment am I creating? So you kind of said, okay, I know I don't want that. So then now sitting down and thinking through this conversation, even with your employees and bringing them to the table, and this collaborative community model came about. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So first, I think what you said with, I know I don't want that, right? Like that, for me, that's a really great place to start, right? Here's what I don't want to have happen, or to hear the values that I don't want to live in my organization, or, that's a fabulous place to start is, the not list. And then, the next, for me, the next kind of natural place to go is mission, values, and vision, right? So I think that maybe I'm making this up, but I think that intention And kind of intentionally sitting down and looking at that mission, vision, and values doesn't happen a whole lot right away.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I encourage people to kind of think of that as your first step. Because, you know, I think about it as a compass, and there's been many times throughout the 13 years, I guess, now that I've had Guilford counseling, that I have had to come back and really kind of center myself in, okay, does this align with our mission, vision, and values? Because if it doesn't, it could be the most amazing idea ever.
Yeah.
But it's not in alignment with who we are and where we're going. And so I think of it as an active, not just something that we kind of put away in a notebook and put on the shelf and never look at again, but like actively, are you allowing your values and your mission and your vision to guide your agency? So I think that's a fabulous place to start. And that's where we started with the community collaborative model, is really what is our goal? And one of my goals was to be able to have a sustainable living, more than living wage for the folks that worked for me, right? They're, that's important. They're doing a lot of amazing work. And so, you know, if that's one of our visions and goals and values that are important to us, how do we create a system around that? And so it was a lot of kind of backwards working.
That's so good. And let me capture this comment from Sonia. Many times people get these areas mixed up and aren't clear on that pathway of alignment. That's so good. And I see hearts coming up. Thank you all for the hearts. So Jennifer, people are kind of like connecting with what you're saying, definitely. And this is, you know, for any business. So yes, you know, we're having this specific conversation for therapists, however, any business. And so what was the next kind of step down the path of this journey?
Yeah. So again, we're literally all around the table and kind of looking at what are our values? What is the end goal? Where do we want to be? And that whole process itself is the another value that kind of lives strong in our organization, and that's the co-creation, right? So being able, you know, I have my perspective, and that's, you know, that's all I can have. And so being able to be open to asking questions and being curious, you know, what I think folks want may not be at all what they want. And so that co-creation and being open and flexible and hearing from people was really an important process in that.
Wow. And I would say, you know, that is an advantage for, you know, business owners, small business owners versus big corporate clunky companies who can't test this out. Even if a department wanted to test, you know, they can't test this out. But we are at the helm of designing what our culture, one employee, three employees, 10 employees, whatever, 20 employees, 40 employees, we're at the helm of designing that. And so creating, and I notice you put create is huge and then ing. So there's like a little spin, creating something different, pivoting therapist entrepreneurship. And shout out, you are one of the co-authors in our upcoming book collaboration, Position to Pivot. And so you all can pick up copies from Jennifer and hear more. But what's this making this create larger than the ing? What's that about?
Yeah, so that's kind of been so pivoting. I have been in I think I've always been in a pivot process, but there was, you know, some years of kind of settling and growing, but now I am also pivoting into beginning to offer retreats for other clinicians who are wanting to open up a private practice or launch from a solo practice into a group practice. So creating community is the name that we're using to give to that process. So our retreats are kind of under this creating community. But I think it's bigger than that too. I think it's really, really, this is going to, like, everyone's going to be like, yes, of course, that was so simple. But community is so very important in being able to empower people to create what they want to contribute to the community or how they want to contribute or how they want to be, I think is is really important. So that, you know, that creating community to me is it's deep.
Yes. Yes. And so certainly for the therapist and all in that space, who are always like helping everybody else, it's like who heals the healer?
Yes.
Who helps the helper? And so like hot off the press, I think you like just, I think I grabbed the name, right? Like hot off the press, just launched. So talk to us, Dream It, Build It, Live It Differently Retreat. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So yeah, we just launched this weekend. So thank you. I'm pretty excited about it. I've got, it's a partnership between myself and an executive coach. And okay. So our upcoming retreat is in October. It's on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. It's really a, again, you said who heals the healer, right? So
yeah.
This is a self-care retreat that also has some learning and doing associated with it. So we're going to be on the beach. So, you know, I plan to get some steps in on the sand. I hope to see some wild horses running around out there.
Yeah.
But we're going to have some, all of the meals are provided for folks. They're staying in a fabulous beach house. We've got private rooms, we've got shared rooms for, you know, folks who, it's kind of a little bit more budget friendly to share a space. Again, how often do you, as a business owner, I don't know, a human being, as a mom, I don't have many times where I get to go away and just focus on me and have someone prepare my food for me and get to show up. In that, then we're offering continuing ed surrounding topics of business ownership. So marketing, developing your niche, where do you find those folks? You know, a lot of the how do I build, right? I'm not going to start with a full caseload and
right.
So, yeah.
Wonderful. So this is open just for therapists. Is that accurate or not?
So I would say mostly centered around therapists, but it's really the information that we're giving is business owner, right? So if there's like a, you know, kind of a helping professional, healing professional that, you know, isn't clinician, but is also kind of in this space of launching into their own business, then it would be a good fit.
Oh, right. Where can they go for more information and all the good deals?
Yeah. So the best place to go to get information would be to hop on to our Facebook page, which is Creating Community. And so it's spelled wrong. There you go. Thank you. My marketing brain was not really working when I thought about, okay, you can't spell it wrong or people are not going to find you. But remember, it's spelled wrong. So, Creating Community over on Facebook. And then from there, you'll be able to see the different events that we've got going on and connect with us.
Okay, great. And so, you know, as wife, mom, like the question always comes up, right? Like, how do you balance? Is there a thing as balance? How do you answer that? A professor, you know, all of that.
Yeah. So I think that, first of all, I think, you know, mentioned this one other time that you and I were talking. I think it's a lie that we're fed that there is this magic balance, right? So, you know, for years it's like something to strive for, right? When I find that, whatever that balance means. And so I think the pursuit of it is can create more suffering, right? Mm-hmm. And so being able to just kind of forgive yourself and recognize that things come in seasons, and sometimes day to day, what I need today for balance is likely going to look different from tomorrow. I think also this is where some of that values alignment and knowing kind of that self-reflection comes into. I've learned for myself that balance means if I can light some candles at the, this is silly, but if I can light some candles at the end of the night when I get home, I just like something, right? It just helps.
Yeah.
It just helps my body settle, my nervous system settle. And so, but that might not be true for any, you know, 10 other people that are listening. And so, I think that self-reflection and that, kind of giving yourself permission and knowing that it comes in seasons. And certainly this season looks very, very different for me than, you know, 5 years ago or 10 years ago. So
yeah, probably even 2 years ago with COVID and all of that. And so for new therapists coming out ready to change the world, and they're going into, you know, new therapists, new mental health practitioner ready to change the world as we think about creating something different, and they're going into entrepreneurship, and one or two tips you would give to that bright-eyed, bushy-tailed therapist ready to change the world?
Yeah. So I, again, kind of going back to that seasons, I would say give yourself permission to learn. Give yourself, right? Don't, we talk about imposter syndrome a lot, right? And what I would say is you're not supposed to ever know everything, but you're certainly not supposed to, you know, come out of school, launch into new practice and, you know what in the world is going on. And so giving yourself permission for learning, I would say the biggest thing I could say was find a community, connect yourself to a community that you can rely on. Right. Yeah. And so, you know, have those mentors and those guides that you can call on and say, holy moly, I just came across this and I have not come across this before. And so community is important. And so take the time to learn, take the time to give yourself, you know, I'm having this image of myself like on a, a bike with training wheels. That's where
I'm at. Yeah.
Training wheels, right? So give yourself, you know, most of us start with training wheels and then go to the bike and, you know, then we start doing all sorts of fancy tricks maybe. But so give yourself permission for the process to happen and wrap yourself around a community that's really supportive.
It's really supportive. And then for the therapist who's like, hey, I'm ready to move into private practice. I'm ready to build my own group practice. Yeah. What one or two things would you say to that person?
Oh, I say, do it. do it. Entrepreneurship is magical. And again, it can be so the freedom to create what is yours and what really speaks to your spirit and what, you know, aligns. Someone mentioned earlier alignment, what aligns with your own values and your own needs in that current season. I say, again, wrap yourself in community and, Sonia said, give yourself self-compassion to nurture and grow. 100%. Absolutely. So I would say, again, there's a lot of things that you don't know. I'm guessing there was a lot of things that I didn't know and I didn't know them. And so that's where, community, having mentors, having folks that have done it and built it, doesn't mean you have to build it the same way, build it differently, build it as your own. But definitely look to other people, I think is really helpful.
Great. And I know you are available, for, one-on-one, coaching for those that are definitely looking at setting up their group practice, maybe learning more about the collaborative community model. And so they can jump over to collaborativegrouppractice.com right there on your screen. Screenshot it. If you're listening to the podcast, look down below in the show notes. If you're on YouTube, look down below in the show notes there. And there's opportunity for you to work with someone so they don't feel like they're walking all aimlessly without any direction and all of that.
Yeah.
Right. And so the goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Oh, what continues to motivate me? I think I have a lot of pride in doing things different, right? So when I can still kind of feel that, like, we are carving our own path, we are, you know, again, staying in alignment with values and doing this thing that feels right, for a larger good. Right. So it's not right. It's not just right for me. It's right for me, my community, my employees. It's right for a larger group. And so that keeps me motivated and excited is to, I have this mentor, Dr. Dyson, she spoke a lot about lifting as you climb. And I think about that all the time because, man, it's so amazing to be able to be in a position to be able to lift others up as we're climbing ourselves. And so that keeps me pretty excited.
Wow. And one more time, definitely share for those that might have just popped in about your upcoming retreat, the dates, what they can expect. And I'll hopefully, or just a little bit more about it for those that are just popping in. We see you. Thank you all for being here. We see you.
Yeah. So dates, October 15th through the 19th. So that's it should be a Tuesday through a Saturday. So for sure, Tuesday through Saturday. And it's really, again, it's an opportunity to come in and settle and kind of let go of the noise of your life and the responsibilities that you got, you know, pulling you in all different directions, and settle into yourself. Settle your nervous system, right? Most of us are just walking around kind of on fire. And so, take some deep breaths. We're gonna then start again, the dream it, build it, live it. So our first day is settling and dreaming, right? So being able to dream and envision and have people there to support you, and synergy, right? Like building off of each other's excitement and support. And then the next day we'll be building it. So looking at lots of like the nuts and bolts of what goes into building a business, and sustaining a business, right? There's definitely a difference between building and sustaining.
Absolutely.
And so we'll talk about that. And then our last day, we're going to focus around live it. So how do I continue to center my life and build work around that instead of, you know, I've been in the position many years to have to build my life around my work. And so I think that's one of the joys of entrepreneurship, is being able to build your work around your life. And so then good food, some fun activities, hopefully.
Beachfront.
Yes. Whew. So, awesome. So again, Outer Banks, North Carolina, October.
All right. And create facebook.com/ creating how you see it spelled on the screen .community is where you can go to connect with Jennifer. Other places on a line that they can connect. And I don't know if your practice is accepting any new therapy clients. Love for you to share that.
Yeah. So my private group practice is Guilford Counseling. So you can find us at guilfordcounseling.com. And I have got a crew of 20 magnificent, fabulous, amazing clinicians.
Wonderful.
And so, we work with kiddos, adolescents, adults. We've got 6 grad students right now, so we're able to offer a lot of free services to our community.
Oh, wow.
And so we got, definitely. If that's your interest, reach out. You can email me at jennifer@guilfordcounseling.com. And I'm happy to be in touch with folks. And again, lift as you climb, right? So be able to,
do that. And where is the practice located?
Yeah. So we're in Greensboro, North Carolina. So physically, you can come into the office from Greensboro, North Carolina. We also have several clinicians who see folks virtually across the state of North Carolina.
Okay.
We have a couple of folks that are licensed in Florida. So, but mostly serving folks in North Carolina.
All right. There you have it. Well, it has been great chatting with you and thinking about how to do things differently. We love therapists. We love mental health. We have a lot of clients who are therapists, past clients, current clients. We're so excited that you're also a part of our book collaboration, and just you will hear more in Position to Pivot. I'm telling y'all, it's so good. It's so good. And so thank you for being a part of that and helping to change the world, really. Thank you. Oh,
yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. You are welcome. All right. I am telling you, it is a wrap for today. It goes by so quick. I know. If you just came in and you're like, oh my goodness, I didn't see all of it, I didn't hear all of it, jump over to charvette.com. that has a YouTube link, that has the podcast link, that has the full bio for our guest, Jennifer Cobb. Links that we showed on the screen are there, clickable. And again, if you're listening to the podcast version, look down below in the show notes. Thank you for those that are over on YouTube. Go ahead and subscribe to our channel. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, Wendy, yes, we love therapists. Absolutely. Thank you, Jatanya, Dr. Jatanya Parker. She said, so good. Thank you, Sonia. Bravo. Great discussion. Thank you all. Yolanda, thank you for being here early. I saw you pop in. Of course, my blood sister, Kim. Good show. All right. We're going to see you all later. Our next segment is episode 725. That's a whole nice little round number there. So maybe we'll do a drawing or something. But peace and love. I'm Charvette Mitchell, CEO of Mitchell Productions, marketing and professional development firm. And we look forward to seeing you on the web. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.